are now joined by the Newton girls coach as we start the Coach's Corner powered by Hy-Vee. Jake Bennett joining us after the girls fall here by a score of 51-36. And Jake, the press kind of gave you problems tonight.
Yeah, no, you know, we knew Albia was going to do that 1-2-1-1 press, and they do that every game, and so you can kind of tell that a team like that, that does it every game and reps it, knows kind of where the next pass is going to be. So they're really good anticipators. They're coached really well on that press, and, you know, they just kind of outplayed us in that area. So ultimately, I feel like that's what kind of led to, you know, them being able to get baskets off turnovers and stuff like that. And, yeah, they just kind of outplayed us in that area.
You got off to a pretty good start, 12-5. What was working for you at that point in time?
I think just, you know, being aggressive defensively and then finding, you know, quick baskets. We got the ball up the court quickly and then we're able to find some open shots there. Had some momentum going that way. And then, you know, Albia, like I said, they're a tough team. They're 10-1 now, and there's a reason for that. They're well coached. And, when you know, they fought their way back, and we're kind of were able to take control in that way. And, you know, we saw the press coming, and they just were able to go out and execute it well against us. So, you know, props to them.
What was the message to the girls after the game? You know, they had a nice four-game winning streak, mm-hmm. and now they've had a couple of tough games. You know, might get a little demoralized there. What do you kind of tell them to lift their spirits?
Yeah, we basically told the girls, you know, there's going to be games where you're going to want to, you know, we wanted to get this one, and it was disappointing not to. But we also told them, you know, that we can't let moments like this define the rest of your season. You have a lot of more games to go, and it doesn't get any easier. So we wanted to make sure that we're not a team that gets held up on one loss. It's one loss, and we've got to move on from there, learn from it, get better, and then we got a whole week of practice that we're going to be able to go in and clean some stuff up after we watch film and look at the stats, and you know, we're going to get better from it, and we just have to keep attacking, and you know, like I said, you just can't let this define you. We got to move on from it and learn from it.
As far as the game here against Albia, who do you think you know did who do you think did a decent job here tonight?
Well, I mean, all of Albia did.
Yeah, that, obviously, yes. But
no, I you know, I don't know that it was necessarily one player that did something well or didn't do something well. You know, some people stepped up in different moments, and you know, just overall as a team, we didn't really show up to play the best that we probably could have and give the best effort that we probably could have as well. So, you know, we're that's kind of the theme with our team, is we don't really have one person that steps up and you know, takes over, which, yeah, you know, has benefits and has pros and cons. But the best thing about it is that we have different people stepping up in different scenarios, whether it's a freshman, whether it's a senior, making shots from different people. We don't really have a leading scorer as far as, like, someone that we always rely on to score 15 to 20 points.
Yeah.
So, you know, sometimes it kind of gets us like it did today. But, you know, a lot of times it's really a strength of ours. And, you know, we look forward to being able to have it as a strength later on as more teams we play, because we play our best basketball when we play as a team, get the best shot for the team, get the ball moving as a team. And, you know, we're going to identify in that. And, you know, the other thing we identify really strongly as a team is our defensive effort. And, you know, the wins we've had have been ones where we've held teams to low scoring totals and play total defensive selfless, yeah, a lot of energy, stuff like that. And so we just got to get back to that and find that identity. And, you know, we'll rediscover it over practice and strengthen it a little bit more.
Yeah, when you get pressed, it just kind of speeds up the game, it seems like. And maybe you take some shots maybe you shouldn't have. But I just look back to those games when, you know, you were scoring 50 points and everything just seemed like a little bit slower, more organized type of pace.
Yeah, so we got to find a way to get back to that. You know, that's the goal of a press is to speed you up, and we got to figure out, you know, who are the people that we can calm ourselves down, get ourselves organized, and run the offense that we want to run. I didn't really see that we kind of got into our offense a whole lot today, so we've got to do a little bit better at that, and hopefully, you know, we'll rep it in practice and see some improvement.
Is there like a vocal leader on the team that kind of leads, you know? Not really. Is that? I know you got two captains, Evie, yeah, and Alex Jarvis. But
honestly, I'd just say our upperclassmen do a really good job just in general.
Yeah.
All of them are really good kids, and they all lead in different ways, vocally and whatnot. Work ethic almost shows more than vocally, and sometimes too. So
that's true.
And you know, if I had to pick a handful of girls that are, especially our incoming freshmen and our freshmen that are currently here, have to look up to, I wouldn't pick anyone else but these seniors. So, and you know, Tori and Brooke and Peyton being able to come back on the team, they've experienced it, and they've done a good job being leaders in that area as well.
Well, thanks for coming up, and good luck on your next encounter. And get those practices in this week, and we'll see if we can get another win here soon.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate it.
Jake Bennett joining us on the Coach's Corner, powered by Hy-Vee, after the Newton girls fall here 51-36 to Albia.